Classic Hits, K-Wing 106. It's Ava LaRue joined on the phone this morning by Michelle Larson, as it is time for Red Wing Chamber Chat. Michelle is the Executive Director of the Red Wing Area Chamber of Commerce. And Michelle, you've got some stuff coming up here in the next few weeks, and we want to start it off with Lunch and Learn.
Yes, our Lunch and Learn for the month of May takes place on Thursday, May 20th. That is from 12 to 1 p.m. It is being held on Zoom. We'll probably do some hybrid ones in the future, but Zoom is a really great option for people over the lunch hour, especially if they're having a busy work day or just find it hard to step away from their place of employment. So that being said, our Lunch and Learn, like I said, is on Zoom, and it is being hosted by Roger Sievers. He is one of the owners of Sievers Creative in the Red Wing, and he will be focusing on how to create a more impactful website, and in return with that, also figuring out how to boost your Google Analytics and get your website showing up on people's search engines a little bit better.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole lot of fun, and you can sign up with the chamber, right?
That is correct. You can sign up by emailing frontdesk@redwingchamber.com or giving us a call at 651-388-4719.
Wonderful. And then you do want to announce that your business after hours had a change of date.
That's correct. We had a business after hours originally scheduled for Tuesday, May 18th, but we have moved that to Tuesday, May 25th. So not a huge change, but the following week. So if you are planning on registering for that, please note that the date is changed to Tuesday, May 25th. We are planning on having that outside in a park. Location still has yet to be determined, but we have a lot of fun things planned for it, looking forward to having like some yard games and just some fun activities outside for people to get back together and get back in the swing of these business after hours events that we haven't had for quite some time.
Well, Michelle, speaking of getting back into the swing of things, we got some good news from our governor on Thursday. So let's talk a little bit about those dial changes for COVID-19 restrictions.
That is correct. We did get some really big news from the governor on Thursday, which is, it's wonderful. It's looking like we have a plan for fully reopening, and definitely an exciting time for, I know, people who live in Minnesota, but also people who do business in Minnesota. They are excited to get things back to being fully open and get a little normalcy back. May 7th, that was actually this past Friday, a lot of things changed. We were able to have really no capacity limits for outdoor events unless they are larger than 500 people. So those larger venue type events still have some requirements, needing masks for the bigger events and festivals. And then indoor events, group sizes at tables have been increased to 10, and there's really no distancing requirements that are needed, and also no closing hour limitations. So our bars and restaurants can stay open to whatever hours they were normally open in the past. And then lastly, with social gatherings, there's really no gathering limit for outdoor social gatherings, again, unless you reach that 500 threshold. And then gathering limits for indoors is increased to 50. So definitely relaxed a lot more on Friday. And then, you know, looking ahead, May 28th, the remaining capacity and distancing restrictions will all end. So there won't be any restrictions as far as that goes. Masking will remain in effect, though, until July 1st or until we reach the state of Minnesota reaches 70% vaccinated, whichever one comes first. So for sure, an end in sight July 1st. We can see essentially all of those restrictions gone, maybe sooner. But it's exciting to at least have a little bit of a look into the future and know when these things are going to be changing.
Absolutely. And you're going to have access to all this information for everybody if they want to look it over, right?
That is correct. We have access to all of this information and are happy to talk over some of the funding options that are still available for our businesses as well, and happy to help facilitate those in any way we can too.
Yeah, you guys are always awesome keeping us up to date on everything that's happening with the COVID-19 dial changes, so we really appreciate that. And Michelle, if anybody has any questions, how do they reach out to you?
You can stop by our office. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, or you can visit our website, redwingchamber.com, or on Facebook, Red Wing Area Chamber of Commerce. Or, of course, you can give us a phone call, too, 651-388-4719.
That's Michelle Larson. She is the Executive Director of the Red Wing Area Chamber of Commerce with this week's Chamber Chat. And, Michelle, we'll talk again next Monday at 8:45.
Sounds great, Ava. Thank you.